This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Vatican has released a statement condemning the sexual abuse described in a U.S. grand jury report and said Pope Francis is on the side of the more than 1,000 victims. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
We've always seen responsibility for the abusers. That's pretty clear. These are crimes. But also for those who allowed the abuse to happen.
United States Conference of Catholic Bishops called for the probe after the findings of the largest ever investigation of sex abuse by priests in the U.S. Catholic Church were disclosed. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named Brian Hook his senior policy advisor, the special representative for Iran. Pompeo said Hook will lead the Iran Action Group and will coordinate the U.S. State Department's actions against Iran.
The Iranian people and the world are demanding that Iran finally act like a normal nation. The Iran Action Group will drive daily progress on these objectives, and I hope do much more.
The Trump administration announced earlier this year it would withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and has once again imposed sanctions on Tehran, calling the country's destabilizing influence in the region. Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, has won a second five-year term with more than 67% of the vote in a runoff election. Opposition leader Soumaila Cisse received more than 32% of the vote in Sunday's runoff that had an estimated turnout of 34% and threats of violence from extremist groups. Gunmen launched an attack on a training center on the grounds of Afghanistan's intelligence service in Kabul. About a dozen people were killed in an assault at an education institute in the capital, Islamic State claiming responsibility for both. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has predicted more violence from the Taliban fighters in Afghanistan after the insurgents failed to accomplish any of their objectives during a recent attack on the city of Ghazni. Fighting caused as many as 150 civilian deaths, along with deaths of hundreds of Taliban fighters and security personnel. Mattis called the assault a deadly ploy to grab a lot of press attention and earned and warned the Taliban it would likely continue murdering innocent people ahead of proposed ceasefire in the upcoming Afghan elections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. Mnuchin made the statement in a cabinet meeting with President Trump.
We've put sanctions on several of their cabinet members. Working with you, we have more that we're planning to do if they don't release him quickly.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Turkey's Ministers of Justice and Interior in response to Turkey's detention of Andrew Brunson on espionage and terrorism charges. Turkey reacted angrily, with the president saying the United States is trading a valuable NATO ally for a pastor. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee's chairman is challenging former CIA Director John Brennan's claim that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
After the president stripped his security clearance yesterday, Brennan said claims that there was no collusion are hogwash. Senator Richard Burr says Brennan's purporting to know as fact that there was collusion. He says if that's based on intelligence Brennan received as CIA chief, it should have gone in an intelligence assessment last year. If it's based on information he's seen since leaving the agency, it's an intelligence breach. And if it's political conjecture, Burr says the president had full authority to strip Brennan's clearance. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A jury has ended the first day of deliberations on whether President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is guilty of tax and bank fraud. The case has drawn particular interest in the U.S. because it is the first trial conducted by U.S. Special Counsel's prosecutors in their wide-ranging investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. They are probing whether Trump associates conspired with Russia to help Mr. Trump win the White House and whether the president obstructed justice by trying to thwart the investigation. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.